Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Wednesday with Vito Domingos, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Apple has X plans to build a second $921 million data center in Denmark after buying the land for it back in 2017. Construction had already started at the 285-hectare site in Castle Aberon municipality. The southern Jutland, Denmark location is near the German border. According to the local council, it had a brief phone conference with Apple today, and it says Apple's decision is strictly business decision, as it wishes to concentrate on construction of its data center in Viborg. Purported renders of Google Pixel 4 leak. It indicates a larger rear camera bump than previous iterations. It also suggests a near bezel-free display. The device is rumored to also have 6GB of RAM and come with a minimum of 128GB of storage. Google says it will roll out general support for dynamic email in Gmail from July the 2nd. The AMP-based system lets users take actions within an email. For example, users can RSVP to an event or scroll through an image carousel. The feature will initially be available in web Gmail only, but Google has plans to add support for its mobile apps. Amazon is shutting down its food delivery services Daily Dish and restaurants, reports GeekWire, as the reasons for the move are undisclosed. Daily Dish, which offers lunch deliveries to workplaces, closes June the 14th. Restaurants, which provides deliveries from nearby eateries, closes June the 24th. Amazon shuttered the UK version of restaurants last year. UK carriers plan to send a joint letter to the British government, urging it to clarify its position on Huawei's involvement in the country's 5G network, reports the BBC. The operators will say they are unable to invest in the infrastructure while uncertainties remain. It follows reports that the UK intends to use Huawei for non-core parts of its network. UK Customs and Border Protection, CBP, discloses a data breach. A CBP subcontractor transferred photos of travellers and vehicles to its company network, which was later hacked. The CBP has not disclosed exactly what kind of images were stolen or how much data was taken. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.